Well, hello, welcome.
Radio.
There is a word especially for you. When you think you're about to give up gas, just read your Bible. It'll tell you what to do. Be not weary. In doing well. For in due season, you're going to reap. Yeah. Be not weary.
Well, hello, welcome. We have a special edition of Blog Talk Radio on Friday night. We're over here at the Addison Convention Center. We are over here help celebrating the first year anniversary of I Am Royalty with Minister Adriana Blue. She's the founder and CEO of that ministry, and this is a beautiful facility here, and we got plenty of vendors out, and the program is going to start at 7:30, but I'm here just to encourage you to make your way out to Addison Convention Center and join in with Minister Blue to help celebrate this very special occasion here. And we are so happy to be on here. And I have Sister Lewis is assisting me. She's out working the field and getting us some guests that's coming up here. And we have a young lady now that's going to speak to us, and she's going to be a guest. Miss Kristen. Krista, good. Hello, Miss Krista. How you doing? Oh, wait. I am so glad to have you be a part of. Thank you for being a guest on our internet program called Free on the Inside, where we talk about ministry, we talk about programs like this. Now, tell me, now, what can we expect at this I Am Royalty conference?
You can expect God to move on your lives, and you're going to build some amazing fellowship and meet amazing people, amazing brothers and sisters in Christ. And I think God's just going to really touch people's hearts tonight.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Now, we know that everything is getting ready to kick off now. But give us the address so our listening audience will know how to make their way over here to the Addison Convention Center. Okay, then, well, she's getting that address here together. Now tell us now, what are your functions here at this particular event?
I am actually a student at Christ for the Nations in Dallas, and so a few of the students and one of our staff members, we came over, and we're just helping volunteer, and we have a vendor's table here. So we're just helping them with whatever we can to bless them tonight.
Well, thank you very much, and I know that you're real busy, so I'm looking forward to enjoying this great time here, and thank you very much for being a guest on the program, okay? Remember, you're listening to Blog Talk Radio, okay? All right, God bless you. Oh, she was great. She got a beautiful smile. We want to thank her for being a part of what's going on here. Now, we have a whole lot of other people. The people are just coming in. They're getting all set up, and they are very excited about it. As you get ready to come into the program here, they got a red carpet that's out in the foyer in the carpet, and they have someone to escort you up. So, what I'm doing here now, I'm just turning on the mic here so where I want to hear you. But you may hear a little noise in the background here. And so I want you to enjoy. We have Sister Lewis is gathering our guests together. Well, great. God bless you. I like that T-shirt. Now tell me about this T-shirt you're wearing.
It is a T-shirt, and it says, I am royalty.
I am royalty. Yeah. Now, what brings you out here?
I'm volunteering. I'm with another vendor, Christ for the Nations, and then I'm watching someone's table right now.
Okay. That's great. That's great. Now, when you wear a shirt like that and it says that I am royalty, what does that speak to your inner being or your spiritual life?
I think it just shows you to always think positively about yourself, you know, and not go with, like, what other people think of you, but, like, you are royalty and you are what you think about yourself.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's beautiful.
Thank you.
And I know that you're busy here, so thank you. Thank you for lending your voice to our internet program here. This program goes coast to coast and around the world. So thank you very much. And keep doing what you're doing for the Lord, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Great. All right. What another great interview that we had there. This young lady here, she's working a vendor's table. She says she's volunteering. And we have people that are just excited about it. I'm excited to be here also. You know, our program is normally hosted on Saturday morning from 8 to 9, but I was asked to come out here for this very special occasion, and I'm happy to be here. I have a young lady that's walking up here, got a beautiful smile. How you doing?
I'm fine, thank you.
And
My name is Rose McAllister.
Rose McAllister, God bless you. Rose, thank you. Thank you. And Rose, would you like to say something to our listening audience here? This is the internet program. We talk about ministry, and we support ministries like this. So introduce yourself to our listening audience and tell them what brought you here.
Well, I am a Pampered Chef consultant, and my name is Rose McAllister, and I've been in business over 20 years.
All right. God bless you. Over 20 years,
yes,
huh? And
yes.
You still had a lovely smile.
Yes.
God's been good to you, hasn't
he? Yes, he has.
Now,
and he continues to be good to me.
Now, tell us, now, what can the people that come in here expect out of this conference or this setting here today?
I came because I wanted to be around people who were filled with love and in with God, you know, and everything. And it's just wonderful to see so many of us here like this, in this setting. And I wanted to hear the speaker.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Well, that's what brought me out here also. Rose, thank you very much. And you know we might want to pull on you at a later date, okay? Now, this is one of our cards here. This is one for the ministry in which we're a part of. And we'll,
okay.
And if you see us and if you hear about something we're doing, please feel free to join us, okay?
Thank you.
This is an internet program. We've been doing this a number of years, and we have you to be a part of our internet family.
Thank you.
Free
much.
On the inside.
Enjoy your day.
All right. Thank you, Miss Rose. All right. What a great interview. And she said she's been actively involved in helping the life, change the lives of men and women for over 20 years. That speaks volumes right there. Because sometimes we get frustrated. But, yeah, God help people that are continuing to work. Now, who do we have here, this young lady here wearing a beautiful shirt? Tell me about this shirt and your name.
My name is Kimberly Williams.
Kimberly Williams. God bless you, Kimberly. Kimberly, introduce yourself to our listeners. Or, you know, this program goes around the world. You know, we have people in South Africa, in Kenya, in the Philippines that's doing the same thing you're doing here. They're seeking the face of God, fellowshipping, and helping change your life. That's the thing about our program, help change your life. And what is a setting like this to help? How does this affect your life and other people's lives that's going to be here?
It's just so great to be here because it's such a blessing to see these women come together, women and men come together and just fellowship and have a God-filling time. And I did some of the ladies' hair to make them feel special today. And they are really happy. We did makeup, hair, and everything.
You know, I saw this post, and I had it on my Facebook page there, and that was beautiful. I saw, how many women was it?
It was 10
women. Mm-hmm. And I saw that almost, you know, I saw it from the beginning to the end, and you done, and that was a great thing.
Thank
I know that those ladies are really being blessed by what they experienced today.
Thank you. I really enjoyed it.
Great. Now, tell me now, these women that you helped out today, now, what other things are you doing in their life to help kind of restore them and reconnect them with God?
Actually, this is my first time meeting them, but since I met them, I really want to keep in touch with them. I actually want to go and visit them sometime and just make them feel good about themselves.
Okay. That's great. That's great. You know, that's what it's all about.
It is.
Because, you know, the Word of God has said, but when you are restored, you're the strength of your brother.
Amen.
And sometimes just a little act of kindness, that restores someone. So keep doing what you're doing for the Lord.
Thank you.
And you'll listen to Free on the Inside, okay?
Amen.
All right, God bless you. You know, I'm going to let you go ahead and enjoy this here setting here and all these events. And I'm going to move around. I'm going to talk to some of the vendors and
okay.
just touch base. But thank you.
Thank you. We're
going to be over here just doing what we do for the Lord, okay?
Thank you.
All right. God bless you. Oh, what a great interview that we had with Ms. Kimberly. And we had this young man here. Huh? I think he's working, but he might want to be a guest. How you doing, sir? I'm Minister Lewis, and I'm hosting this internet program called Free on the Inside. We do ministry, we do jail, prison, street, and we also support ministries like this. And this is a great occasion, man. I see that everybody running out here, and they had a beautiful shirt on. They said that I am royalty, and we know that there's a lot of women here, but they also speak to men. We're royalty in the kingdom, man. So introduce yourself to our listening audience and tell us what's going on with you in this setting.
I'm DeAnthony Montgomery, and I'm basically here just to keep everybody's safety. I'm in charge of transportation and security, and just enjoying my time here.
Oh, that's great. And you know what? In this day and time, we can't take that lightly. We know that we need to be wise beyond measure, but we also need to use common sense when it comes down to security. And thank you for sharing that. And so give us the address of this location, and someone can, you know, maybe in Raleigh, come on over and know that this is a safe place. We're out here at Addison Convention Center here, out there near the airport,
But he's going to give us the address. And we're at 15650 Addison Road, Addison, Texas, 75001. And you heard the address. Please make your way over here and be a part of this great program. There's a lot going on. Now, some of the vendors, do you know the tables and the vendors that's out here? Do you know who they are? I see them, but I don't know who they are right now. Some of the tables that have been set up.
I haven't had a chance to actually just stand around and look at everything yet. I've just been kind of walking around, getting a feel for the building. But I do see a lot of nice stuff.
Yeah. I see some, too. I tell you what, I'm going to make my way over there. I'm looking forward to participating in this event. This is well organized, and this is a great job. You know, anyone that's come out here will be very impressed and also be impacted by what they're doing. Now, tell me now, besides security, are you also working the lives of other men and women?
I am actually getting more into it now. We do feed the homeless, and we do a lot of different things in the community.
Oh, that's great, there. That's great. And, you know, feeding the homeless, you know, the Bible said they'll be with us always. But what are you going to do until then? You know, because we need to help people. Sometimes we can see it so long and we get dull to it and get insensitive. But that's not so. You know, even Jesus, you know, all things he can do, he still took time out and said, hey, I'm going to feed them. So my hat goes off to you and the men and women that are assisting you, because you're not doing this by yourself.
No, I'm not doing it by myself. Plenty of help out here, family and friends.
Yeah, and that's great. That's great. Hey, thank you very much for what you're doing. And keep it up, okay? All right, what a great interview that we had there with that young man. He's working security, but he's also working in the lives of men and women. And he's out helping change and lives. And that's what it's all about. I encourage you to be a part of what's going on. I encourage you to keep doing what you do for the Lord here. We have Sister Lewis is out in the field. She's going out and she's getting us some interviews. And she's going to make some contact with some guests to get them out here. But until then, I'd just like to let you know that this is Blog Talk Radio. I'm Minister Lewis, and we are doing a special edition here on Friday nights. Normally, we do Saturday morning from 8 to 9. But tonight, we'll help celebrate I Am Royalty Ministry. And they have a great program, and they have a lot of things going on. And so we are going to just enjoy this. Settings there and allow them to do what they need to do for the Lord. Amen. And that call-in number, and I'm at the switchboard tonight, so you can call in and be a part of what's going on here. That call-in number is 310-982-4126. Again, that's 310-982-4126. And you too can call in and be a part of what's going on with the ministry. Amen. And so we're encouraging you to continue to follow Blog Talk Radio. You know Blog Talk Radio, we have several other shows that's associated with the Blog Talk Radio Network. We've been our CEO and sponsor of this program. And all of the program that comes on a weekly basis is Beverly Beasley at Granny's Place Ministry. And you know, Granny's Place Ministry is a nonprofit ministry that's attempting to meet the needs of our young men and women at risk. And so I encourage you to go to Granny's Place Ministry and see what they're all about. Log on to Granny's Place Ministry and help change a life in Jesus' name. And I would like to take a moment and thank the host of Street Talk for allowing me to be here tonight. Normally, you'll be listening to Street Talk at this time, but the host of that program allowed me to be here tonight. So my hat goes off to her, and I want to thank her for what she's doing. And so we want to thank her for everything. And so we want to encourage you to be a part of that program. And as Sister Lewis is making her way around, she's going to get us another guest and some more interviews. And so we want to be mindful of what she's doing. And we have a couple other ladies that's coming on here, and they're going to be a part of what we're doing. How you doing? Minister Lewis, who am I speaking with? God bless you. And I saw some of the ladies today that had a makeover, a beauty makeover. Oh, that's lovely. That's lovely. So introduce yourself to our program. This is an internet program. It goes around the world. So someone in California is going to hear you. Someone in Kenya, South Africa is going to hear you. The name of our program is called Free on the Inside. And I think you have that freedom. You got that freedom.
could allow you to do what you're doing, you know? Because, oh, you get a lot of money for doing what you do.
Yeah.
So it has to be something else, right? It has to be that, the Holy Spirit, and then that's that desire to help change the world. No, the theme of our program, it said help change a life. You know, we can't do that without God. Because someone changed our life. Because, let me tell you, people make you frustrated sometimes, don't they?
Uh-huh.
And don't they disappoint you sometimes? Yeah, yeah. But it has to be God that keeps you going.
Yeah.
So I was just a little warm up to let you kind of catch your breath. So introduce yourself and tell us what you do and why you do what you do.
Amen. Well, I am Lieutenant Stephanie Christopher. I'm with the Salvation Army. I am a newly commissioned officer of 3 years, which is a minister and a pastor there. I get the opportunity to serve in a way that only God could allow. I'm working with men and women directly from the institution, meaning prison. They have violated the law in some way and have lost themselves and give themselves over to the enemy that he has chosen to incarcerate the physical being. But we know who the Savior sets free is free indeed.
Amen.
And so we work on freeing them spiritually because they are in a facility now, and we house them, we feed them, we clothe them. We love on them. Of course, they do the secular groups and recovery programs. But what we know is that God says we can go into the enemy's camp and take back everything that he thought he took. And those ladies that you talked about today are women that are benefiting from the love of God in a way that it's, whether it's Jesus in blue jeans or Jesus in high heels or Jesus in a big hat.
Go on now.
They get the opportunity to meet the Lord Jesus Christ in a way that they can relate. Not in a way that maybe their mama got it or their best friend, but a way that they can take it and hold on to him. Because we know late in the midnight hour, God begins to turn that thing around. And we're talking about a transformation.
Mm-hmm.
And that transformation happens from the inside out. So we begin to preach the gospel first and foremost. Most of the time, Salvation Army is related to ringing bells and taking donations.
Yeah.
But our mission, first and foremost, is to preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then second, to meet human needs without discrimination. So we don't mind who you are and what you've done and how you've done it, but how can we help you to get to the one and only, our Lord Savior Jesus Christ. And that's what we do.
Amen. God bless you. You know, Salvation Army do more than just ring bells and serve holiday meals, you know. And y'all do this all year long.
Absolutely. We are a church that's 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Now, a young lady that is here with me today is the director of our women's shelter. And my, she has the privilege of housing women and children that are homeless, whether it is homeless through temporary means or homeless chronically, and connecting them into the community with resources and with just surrounding them with the love of Christ in so many different forms that they will give it an opportunity to go back out and to turn their life around. And this is Denise.
Hello, Denise. How you doing?
How are you?
I'm doing great. God bless you. Now, Denise, now, this program is called I Am Royalty.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that we're all a royalty in Christ. But what is that speaking to you personally in your life?
Well, I think for me, personally, it's when it affects the women and children that we provide services to. And it is so great to see the women who come through the shelter interacting and mingling with people outside of homelessness. It makes them feel like, you know what, I am royal, I'm worth this, I could do bigger and better things, and my homelessness is just a stepping stone. And this opportunity allows them for when they're down, that they could think about this and let this be their guiding light instead of their situation.
Amen, amen. Now tell me, now we know a lot of people have different challenges and concerns. How do you manage to work through all those things? Because we're human, we got our own problems too. But what keeps you doing what you do is what I'm trying to ask you.
Well, when I see one of the ladies who are here tonight and she said, I got my apartment, I'm leaving, so I'm giving you this invitation back from the I Am Royal event. And I said, no. I want you to come. And she said, oh, my God, that's exactly what I wanted to do. And so she's here. But, you know, when you work with a great team, it helps to alleviate some of the challenges that comes with the job.
Yeah.
So I say a great team really, really helps. No matter what the challenge is, if you have a great team behind you, and we have the name of the Salvation Army and their mission, I think we're good.
And that is so true. That is so true. I thank God for program like yourself, because I used them at one time when I was between jobs, when I was just down on my luck. And guess what? It works if you work it.
Yeah.
So tell us another, give us a testimony of how what you've been a part of and been able to share with the other young ladies and men, how it changed their life.
My God. Well, you know, I got old enough to do what I thought I wanted to do. And so I got out there and danced with the devil. It was even kissed by death. And because of my own inability to accept personal responsibility, you know, I created my own problems. And I grew up in a Christian family, and I was trained up in the way that I should go. But I decided I wanted to go out there and clear drugs, alcohol, and all that kind of stuff. But God went way down and pulled me out of the pit of hell. And when he pulled me out, he put a song in my heart and a dancing in my feet, but a desire to serve him and him only. And I told him this. I said, however you want me to do it, Lord, I'll do it. And I served in another ministry for probably about 20 years, and there was a tugging at my heart because I was a drug and alcohol counselor. Because you know what the devil means for bad, God will turn good.
Yes.
He took that drug addiction. I became a drug and alcohol counselor, licensed through the state of Texas, and began to work with some folks, but how many people? That just wasn't enough. God said, you know, I need a little bit more. And so when he brought me to the Army as a minister, I'm able to couple that spiritual program with a desire to really want something different. And so when I got back with the Lord Jesus Christ and realized it was only the blood of Jesus delivered me and saved me and set me free, I could take the 12 steps, the 10 commandments, and put it all together and make it work for the glory of God. And I'm a sister that's been touched, so I don't have any pointed fingers to point at those women with. Whatever they've done, me too.
Yeah. Oh, that is so true. That is, if it had not been for the Lord on our side, where would we be? Oh, that is so. And you know what? That's a, you know, that encouraged me. So tell me now, how long have you been doing this? Because you could be doing a lot of other things, but yet you keep doing what you do.
I have been doing this for 26 years, and I'm not tired yet.
Yeah.
I'm still as excited today as I was the day I started, because I understand there is a woman out there just like me.
Oh, come on now.
That God
come
has given me a responsibility. And if I don't go get her, she may die.
Yeah.
And so I have to be available, ready, to go and do what he said. He said it's my responsibility to reconcile his people back to him. So I work with an awesome set of kings and queens at Coffee College in Dallas, Texas, that will lay down their life for their friends, that they may be able to hear the good news and the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Now tell us now, which Salvation Army are you a currently stationed at, because we know they have many around, but someone may be in that area and say, hey, I heard someone that encouraged me to be involved. Now, where are you located at, and how can someone be involved in assisting and being a part of what you're doing?
Yeah, we're located at 5302 Harry Hines in Dallas, Texas. If you get confused, just ask anybody about Parkland Hospital. We are right across the street. If you are interested in working there, volunteering, we have definitely have a website that you can go to, salvationarmy.org. You can definitely call. Our number is 214-424-7050. Nancy Curley, we have an awesome volunteer coordinator. She works on all of those things for us. And so any way that you want to help, we would be more than willing to accept that help. And if you need help, give us a call.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. I know that place. I'm pretty sure that a lot of everyone's Dallas resident should know where Salvation is. It was over by on Harry Hines, near Parkland. Thank you. Thank you for doing what you do.
You
know what? Someone's lives has been changed, has been affected. And you know, I'm a minister, and one of the scriptures that I share with people is James 5:20. It said, let them know the errors of their way and save their soul from death and cover a multitude of sin.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. We never know the life is going to be impacted by someone knowing, hey, I messed this up. saving a soul and covering a mother. You know what? Between me and you, we can't undo the things we've done.
Come on now.
Only the blood of Jesus covers
a
multitude of sin. That speaks to me.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
That speaks to me. That speaks to me.
Amen.
So
amen.
God bless you. Hey, amen. Please go ahead and enjoy this here
thank
program.
You.
And thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
I have a card here. I'd like to give it to you.
Okay.
And this is one of the calls about our other program, my sister, my friend. It's a women's ministry. Do the same thing that we do. And so this is my card over here. God bless you. Thank you very much. And we're going to see you around. No, I saw Miss Adrian. Yes.
Yeah. Mr. Clarence.
Michelle going to get us some pictures here in just a minute. Mr. Clarence, how you doing, sir? You know, you escorted me and my lovely wife into the program.
Yeah.
Now, what else are you doing here at I Am Royalty Ministry at this particular setting?
I'm actually supporting my wife, who is one of the organizers. I just wanted to just be a part and see how God works in mysterious ways, you know?
Oh, great, great. Now, tell me now, as you say, you are supporting your wife, so that means you're actually involved in ministry, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay, okay. Now, tell us now, programs like this, what impact is it making on the lives of men and women? Because we know that this is more than just a woman's program or a man's program.
That's
this
right.
is a God's program.
That's right.
So what impact is it making in your life?
Well, it's challenging me to stand up as a black man and to be able to support my family. I want to be able to raise my kids in a way that is pleasing to the Lord. So they have an example right in front of them, and they know that we are a family that loves Jesus, and we want to be able to just be able to provide those kinds of teachings in our life.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Now, what can the listening audience and anybody that's here expect out of a program like this tonight?
Well, As the program says, I am royalty. We want the women to feel like they are loved and feel like they're cared for and that they know that God does love them and so does community and supports this type of program.
All right, that's great, that's great. And you know, I'm really thrown back because as you walked us in on that red carpet, I felt the power of the Holy Spirit engulfing us and covering us, man, as we walked in. And so, my wife is taking some picture, because we're going to put you on our Facebook page. You don't mind, do you? Get your permission?
I don't mind.
Okay. We host a program called Free on the Inside. We do jail, prison, street, and juvenile ministry. And a lot of times people, because of their past sins or their past situations, are being held hostage. And sometimes because of our bad habits and lifestyle, we can only go so far. Tell me, to the best of your ability, how a program like this have made an impact on your life. Speaking personally now.
Well, personally, I haven't been involved as much in this ministry because this is actually my first event. But I feel like I will be more involved with this event, supporting Adrian and my wife, and hopefully see more people come in and be impacted by this type of program.
Okay. That's great. And that's what this is all about. Hey, thank you very much. I know you got a lot going on this evening, but thank you for sharing some time with
thank
me
you.
And the listening audience. And I feel like that this friendship is going to be everlasting and long.
Absolutely.
So thank you very much.
Thank you.
And you've been listening to Free on the Inside. You've been a guest. So we have a card over on the table. Please pick it up and make use of it. And look forward to seeing you again in another setting like
all
this.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. And so...
some
big
ladies over
here. Yeah, amen. So we have Sister Lewis here. She's been, now Sister Lewis is going to come and she's going to share some things with her concerning what she had experienced at this program. Sister Lewis, please tell us what's going on with you.
Well, good evening, listening audience. We have a number of ladies and gentlemen here that are experiencing royalty. The name of the event is I Am Royalty, given by Minister Adrian. And we just have lots and lots of interesting people here. I'm sure you've heard what is going on, or I've just been walking around and talking to the people and the vendors here. We have lots of vendors with jewelry, with fragrances, books, all kinds of different interesting information for us ladies to glean from. So that we're having a really good time. I've met some really good people. I've talked to some sponsors. And so it's been just wonderful here that I've had a chance to introduce Free on the Inside, the Block Talk Radio show, and my sister, my friend. I see that we're about to go into conference right now. So I'm going to hand this back over to Minister Lewis for the continuation of the interview.
God bless you, that Sister Lewis. You hear Sister Lewis express what a setting like this means to her. And we encourage you to be a part of something greater than yourself. We encourage you to help change a life in Jesus' name. We have met the host of this program, Minister Adrienne Blue, and she's just come by just to say hello to us, and we hope to get her on here before we end this program. And Sister Lewis is going around. She's taking some more pictures. She's going to put us up on the Facebook page, so you two will know exactly what's going on. You know, so we want to thank her for what she's doing, amen. And you know, you two can call this number here at 310-982-4126. 310-982-4126. And you two can be a part of this great event here. Oh, we got some beautiful souvenir bags here. We got a lovely picture here of the host of the program, Minister Adriana. And so it said that I am royalty. A nice little brochure that gives her a background and some information regarding her ministry here and what she did to bring this about. And so I ask you to listen to our program again. We have a link to her website that's on our posting for this particular show. And so we would like for you to go ahead and just chime in on that. We have it in here now. We have a souvenir book where she have all of the vendors here. And, man, this is a great book here. I wish I had time to read and share a lot of this here with you, but we don't have time here at this here setting. But right now the program is getting ready to start up here. We have a jazz musician that's in there, and that they're playing some music. And so we pray that that everybody's excited about what's going on. We want to thank Sister Lewis for helping us out with this program here. And also we want to make mention that tomorrow, October the 3rd, that we have a health fair going on in the South Dallas area that's with the Breath of Life Ministry that's located near the Fair Park area. And so we have a health fair that's going on now. And so we want to be very mindful of that and try to and support that ministry too. I wish I could actually do a live broadcast on that program, but I'm unable to do that because of time constraints. And so we want to be very mindful. We're going to see if we get Minister Blue over here to be a guest on our program before we leave this here, set it here. And people are coming in here, and everyone's having a great time. So we want to bless her in this event. And you know what? She gave us some nice tickets, and she gave us VIP tickets, and we got a free gift bag. So we want to thank her for supporting what we're doing. And so tomorrow I will not be on the air, so you want to be very mindful that we listen to this show. We ain't moved and hadn't changed our time yet. So we just doing this here special program for Minister Blue to help support I Am Royalty Ministry. And you may hear a lot of background noise, and that's good though, because a lot of people down, and everyone's having a great time. We have our own little table set up here, so we're having a great time in the Lord. And so we want to thank you for being a part of what we're doing. Amen. And you know, we've been on the program for a number of years, and I always do the program at the studio, and it's indoors, but I love getting out. I love just getting out, talking to the people, and just sharing the goodness of God and hearing other people's stories. And so we had the opportunity to just kind of be in the studio on a regular basis and even all the time. But I said, no, I don't want to do that because I want to be able to go out and be able to talk to people and just be in the midst of it. So we want to thank God for that. You hear some noise in the background. You hear the jazz musician is getting all cranked up and everything. So we're getting ready to end this program. We got about another 30 minutes or so on this here particular program. And so we want to thank you. But tomorrow in South Dallas at the time at 9 to 11, we're going to health fair with the Breath of Life Ministry with Brother Raul, Brother Sam, Brother Joseph, Brother Gilmer, and everything. Okay, the Lewis is going to take some more pictures and everything here. So we're getting ready to wind up this program. We got another 15 minutes on the show here. And so we want to be very mindful of it. And so we want to thank you. Thank you for your support. Thank you for what you are doing here. And we want to thank Minister Avrion for allowing us to be a part of this program here and for setting us up. We got a nice little venue here. We have some great guests. A couple of guests that really got me fired up, especially a young lady from the Salvation Army. So she has been doing this for a number of years, and how someone spoke into her life, and in turn, it caused her to speak into someone else's life. And so we want to thank those ladies for being a guest on the show. And we have Sister Lewis, and she's out rounding up our guests for the show. And I want you to be reminded that Sister Lewis and Beverly Beasley host a show once a week called My Sister, My Friend on Monday night from 8 to 9, where they talk about women issues. And they also have a health fair coming up October the 25th, I believe. And so they're having women that are coming together in the community. And Sister Lewis, will you come and tell us about the health fair that you have for October 25th?
I would like to share two things with you.
Come on and have a seat here. And Sister Lewis is going to share some things with us. And so we want to get her to do it. And so we want to thank her for what she's doing.
Good evening again, Blog Talk listeners. I want to invite you to our second annual women's conference on October the 24th. So you made it. Now what? We're going to have some dynamic speakers telling you how to move forward in the things that you've overcome. So it will be held at the First Free Will Baptist Church, 1415 Wheatland Road, at the corner of Wheatland and Clark in Duncanville. The hours are from 10 to 2. We will have refreshments afterwards. We will have an open forum for you to talk to the speakers and share some testimonies and just come on out and feel free to fellowship with us and have a fairly good time. Then on the next Saturday, October the 31st, we will be holding our first fair, health fair. The health fair will be from 7 to 12 at First Free Will Baptist Church at 1415 Wheatland Road. We're asking that you come out, and all those women that have not had a mammogram this year, Parkland will be on site giving free mammograms from 7 to 12. So come out and join us. We'll have some vendors there. We'll have some insurance companies there. We'll have some respiratory people telling you about asthma. We'll have blood pressure checks. We'll have pharmacies there. So come on by at 1415 West Wheatland Road on Saturday, October the 31st. Both of these events are sponsored by Granny's Place, who is our host tonight for Minister Lewis and for myself. So we're glad that you tuned in and joined us tonight. God bless you. Have a great evening and a better weekend. Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you, Sister Lewis. She just told you about what's going on with Granny's Place. And we're getting ready to wind down this program. I want to thank you for being a regular listener and supporting what we're doing. What we will do is run this show again for anyone that missed it. And we're over here at the Addison, near the Addison Airport in Addison, help support that I Am Royalty program, the first annual appreciation program. And so we want to
thank them for it, and we're very blessed to be a part of what's going on. And thanks, Sister Lewis. Sister Lewis, come here, and as we get ready to wind down this program, we got about 10 minutes. And come on, tell me then, what is something like this meant to you as you get ready to go in there? We're going to enjoy this program and kick back and relax and just enjoy this evening here. This is a great setting in the vendors. We had a number of vendors out here, and a lot of people was here, so everyone was very excited about what was going on. And so we have one more. So we're getting ready to wind this program down here. So, and that's great. So we're going to enjoy the program here. And we have Sister Lewis to come ready here. We got a few minutes about of this program. And so she's going to let us know what it meant to her to be a part of this I Am Royalty program. Have a seat here, Sister Lewis. Just talk to me a few minutes. Get off your feet here. You've been doing a great job.
Well, thank you, Master Lewis. I'm truly enjoying myself. I am getting ready to hear the word of God come forth through the woman of God. It's Minister Adrienne Blue. Minister Adrienne Blue of I Am Royalty. It has been a pleasure and a joy to go through the halls here in Addison Center and talk to these most beautiful people. The community is here to help her celebrate her first annual I Am Royalty conference. I Am Royalty is telling women and men that they are great in the Lord and they can be who they want to be. They have the beautiful T-shirts here that says I Am Royalty. And I believe we're going to get a blessing from the show tonight, and I thank God for the opportunity to meet so many wonderful, wonderful people, friendly people, loving people, people of the Addison community. It is set up beautifully. We have the decor is nice. The vendors are wonderful, and it's just a wonderful thing to be here among these great people tonight. I thank God for the opportunity. I thank you for listening tonight. We hope that you have heard someone that will inspire you to just do some things for the kingdom. And know that there are other people that are out there doing things that want you to come and help them out. So I'm sure that you can volunteer anywhere in this ministry. You can volunteer in Granny's Place. You can go to www.grannysplaceministries.org and check out what we do. We not only do Blog Talk Radio, but we are an organization that geared around outreach. So you can find out the things that we do and the places that we go. So why don't you just go to www.grannysplaceministries.org and check us out on the internet. So I'm giving it back to you, Minister Lewis.
And as we get ready to wind down this program, thank you very much. We had a great time in the Lord. Amen. And so we want to thank everyone for listening. I want to thank LaShawn for allowing us to do this program tonight in her place here. Amen. In her place. Amen. So we want to make sure that she's able to get the full benefit of it. Thank you, LaShawn, for what you're doing. And God bless you. Looking forward to you having a great show tomorrow. We're getting ready to wind down this program once again. And so, again, thank you very much. You have been listening to Free on the Inside Internet Radio Program. That's on Granny's Place Ministry. Encourage you to listen to the rest of the program. It's on Granny's Place Ministry. Monday night, we have my sister, my friend. On Tuesday night, we had the Gregory Show. On Wednesday nights, we have Linda Jordan Ministry, and then on Wednesday nights we have Linda Jordan Ministry of Prayer Ministry. Then on Thursday nights we have I Am a Survivor, and then on Friday nights we have
LaShawn and Street Talk. So thank you very much. God bless you. Enjoy your weekend. Amen.